giving our Lord great praise is what the Bible commands each of us who follow him. But how can we ensure that our praise is biblical and honoring to our God? Today, Pastor Paul answers that question and many others. Join us and the Word Mission Family Church on yet another insightful message.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I hope everyone has recovered from the time change. It takes a little bit to get used to, but thank you so much for coming out. And for those watching online as well, welcome. We will hear God's word. And I pray that this morning, that God will transform your life by his word. The Bible says that the entrance of his word brings light. And I pray that by the encounter with the light of God's word, may your life never be the same. Amen. And I pray that we'll go from glory to glory. Thank God for bringing us into another Sunday, another weekend. And I pray that no one will leave without something in their hand from the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And may every issue of your life be turned to a testimony. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So this month, we're looking at praise. And next week, we'll switch to Thanksgiving. But it is so important. As ordinary as praise is, it's so important in the Christian walk. You see, the function of anything that you get, anything that is spiritual, any result that you get in any endeavor, is as a result of your understanding, of the revelation of God's word. And so whether you're a new Christian or you've been a Christian for a long time, I pray that we will be blessed. Psalm 47 verse 7 says that sing ye praises with understanding. You can just go keep going through the motions without understanding, but he says, sing praises with understanding. Sing, oh, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. If you don't do it with understanding, you won't get any results. So it's so important to realize that everything from a spiritual standpoint has to be done with an understanding. And the word hallelujah simply means praise the Lord. And it should be our spontaneous response no matter what we are faced with in life. It should be our spontaneous response. And we should do it with understanding. But what is in praise? What is in praise? What is the value? What is in there for us as the children of God? What are some of the things that God has prepared for us in praise? Number one, we have to realize that when we praise, let's turn to Psalm 22, verse 3. Psalm 22, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 22, verse 3. He says, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. You are holy, enthroned in the presence of Israel. I like it in the King James, how he puts it. He says, but you are holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God inhabits our praises. God inhabits our praises. The presence of God comes into manifestation when we praise. Notice also what he says in Psalm 114, verse 1 to 9. Psalm 114, verse 1 to 9. My. I'm excited already. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm 114 from verse 1. He says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled? You fled. O Jordan, that you turned back. O mountains, that you skipped like rams. O little hills like lambs. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of water, of waters. He says that when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary. The word Judah means praise. And if you put that together with what we read in Psalm 22, verse 3, he says that God inhabits the praises of his people and Israel his dominion. So, and because Judah was a sanctuary, notice what happens. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The little hills like lambs. What else you all see that you flee? All mountains that you skip like rams. Tremble all earth at the presence of the Lord. Oh, praise was the sanctuary. And the impossible circumstances that they were confronted with, the things that came up, that they ran into, could not stand the presence of the Lord. In the same way in our own lives, when we decide to praise God, oh, they had the sea, they had the mountains, your circumstances might be different, but when we choose to bring God praise, God's presence is made manifest, and every sea has to open, every mountain has to move, so that we can go on with our lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Ma, I've preached myself happy this morning already. Hallelujah. This morning, anything troubling you, may it tremble at the presence of God. In Jesus' name, and may you see them no more. Thank you, Lord. What else is in praise? Number two, we access the voice of the Lord when we praise. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. Thank you, Lord. He says, you shall have a song as in the night, when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard and show the descent of his arm with the indignation of his anger and the flaming of a devouring fire with scattering tempest and hailstones. For through the voice of the Lord, Assyria will be beaten down as he strikes with a rod. Yeah. You shall have a song. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy festival is kept. Then the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. As you begin to sing, as you begin to praise, God will cause his glorious voice to be heard. The leading that you need, the direction that you need. Sometimes the scripture may jump out at you. Sometimes he will give you the direction that you need for that specific time as you begin to praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We see this in the New Testament in Acts chapter 13. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. The voice of the Lord. And that's what we need to maximize our lives down here. He says, now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Notice verse 2, he says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them, that having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, that created an atmosphere for the voice of God to be heard, launching them into another phase of their ministry. Hallelujah. Notice what he said to the Ephesians. What does it mean to minister to the Lord? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, for us in the New Testament, that's what he means. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking. You see, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit, you will speak. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody, notice, in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Sometimes God will even give you a song. You see, the psalms that we get from the book of Psalms, that was in Israel's songs book. And so many times when we read the Psalms, it ministered to us, because sometimes what David was going through, there are some things that we are going through ourselves. But here he asks, there are psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sometimes God will give you a song, and yes, you sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. Sometimes it may even be in a language that you do not know. But as you minister to the Lord, it creates an atmosphere for God's voice to be heard. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And the thing is that we always need to hear his voice through his word, and he's speaking in our heart for us to be able to maximize our lives. Notice again, he repeats the same thing in similar words to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. Notice, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And you shall have a song, and the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. Thank you, Lord. I pray that we'll enter this area and in our praise and in our worship, where we do this, where we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You see, they didn't have hymn books at that time. They had the psalms, obviously. But here he's talking about songs that sometimes even the Holy Spirit, spiritual songs that the Holy Spirit gives you. The Father is seeking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And I pray that we'll be in that company in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are like that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to God. What else is in praise? The wonder-working power of God is in praise. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Thank you, Lord. He says, who is like you, O Lord, among the lords? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? When they left Egypt, Judah was his sanctuary. He's fearful in praises, doing wonders. If you want to see the wonders and the marvels of God in your life, get into praise. Oh, my. And a classic text in the Bible in this regard is in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 30. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 30. He says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, I like that word suddenly in the Bible, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, running, and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and says, what must I do to be saved? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. At midnight. That midnight hour is literally midnight hour on the clock. But it can also stand for the darkest hour, the darkest moment of our lives. These people were out doing God's work, and preaching and ministering, and they capture them and put them into prison. At that point, they have an option. You see, we all get to those options in life. They have an option to complain and to murmur against God. God, why are we in this situation? Why have we ended up this way? At midnight, that dark hour of your life, when it seems that everything is caving in, when it seems that nothing is impossible, when it feels like you are in bondage, when it feels like you are in captivity, when it feels that there is nowhere to turn to. What did they do? They knew what to do. Notice they said they were praying. Nothing happened. But when they began to sing, tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of God. Don't forget that verse from Psalm 114. The earth trembled when the presence of God went into manifestation and they were delivered from every captivity. The prisoners were listening to them. That means they weren't singing softly. They weren't singing quietly. They must have been singing for somebody else to hear them. Suddenly. You see, when sometimes you have prayed and you haven't seen any result. Take it to another level. Begin to praise. Begin to praise. Lord, I praise you. You are the highest of the highest. You are the everlasting God. One time, There was this young minister. He was an itinerary minister. He was about 16 years of age, and he was ministering in another minister's church. And the minister had traveled, and they got a call that one of the parishioners or one of the members of the church was seriously ill, so they should go and pray. They went and they prayed. The person was did not feel any better. They prayed again. They kept praying. No change. Then this young minister said, there's one thing we haven't done, which is to praise the Lord. And as they began to praise the Lord, the sick person was raised up from the bed. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Another time, there was this person. They were doing their wedding ceremony. And the man had just signed his portion of the marriage certificate. And it was the turn of the woman to sign. And then the man got a call, and he took the call, and was whatever transpired on the call, as soon as the call was finished, he fell down and died. Left him. How can you die on your wedding day? And then the pastor said, everyone start praying. Let's start praying. They were praying. They kept praying. And then he remembered that one time the senior pastor had said, if you have prayed and haven't seen result, switch to praise. So he said, let's all start praising. The people in that sanctuary were wondering what's going on, that these people is just signing papers and then you come out under the normal circumstance. He went in there and said, everyone start praising the Lord. Everyone start praising the Lord. And then as they were doing that, this person had started getting cold. The life had left. As they were doing that, he came back to life, to the glory of God. And he said, what am I doing on the floor? and they went ahead and completed that marriage ceremony to the glory of God. You're not supposed to die on your wedding day. It's not allowed. But the point here is, when you have prayed and haven't seen anything, sweet to praise. You will see the wonder working of God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, any circumstance of your life that feels like you are in bondage, that feels like you are in captivity, as you begin to praise in the mighty name of Jesus, may every yoke be destroyed. May every bondage, may you be free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We serve Jesus. He has some keys that can open impossible doors. In Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 11, Peter was in prison, and when he was delivered from prison, a similar thing happened. But the Bible says that the doors opened on their own accord. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Oh, he talks about, thank you, Lord. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. He says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, oh, every door in your life that is closed, that is meant to be opened, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord Jesus open it wide so you can go in liberty and freedom. If you believe that, say amen. Glory. And by the same token, every door in your life that is open, that is meant to be closed, in the name of Jesus, may he close it this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. As you begin to praise, may God manifest his presence and deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can I get a hallelujah this morning? Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. May you walk out in liberty as God manifests himself in praise. We see the wonder working power of God in praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My. Number four. What is in praise? The favor of God is in praise. The favor of God is in praise. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, the Bible says, and praising God. Notice the phrase. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Praising God and having favor. You see, when we praise God, God inhabits the praises of his people. And praise, and because we come out of praise, and with that aura around us, with that presence around us, you step out into the day and people just see you and want to favor you. People see you and want to do good to you. They just want to do that. There's something about you. Praising God and having favor with all the people. I pray that no one here this morning will run out of favor ever again in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Favor with God and favor with people. There's a story in Mark chapter 6, verse 21 to 23. This ended in the death of John the Baptist, but there's a lesson that we can learn there. It says, then an opportune day came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a feast for his nobles, the high officers, and the chief men of Galilee. And when Herodias' daughter herself came in and danced and pleased Herod, and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you. She came in and danced and pleased the king. The king said, ask her whatever you want. Up to half of my kingdom, I will give it to you. I will give it to you. So if an earthly king can make do something like that, think about God, the King of Kings. When we please him in praise, think about what he will do. Think about what he will do. He will come in on our behalf and let us, as we experience his favor. He said, my child, what do you want? Like one time, my wife told me that she was with the kids in the store, and then they saw something and they wanted it, and they said, "Mommy, you get it for us. Whatever, if you get this thing for us, whatever you want, we will get it for you." Even in the natural, when you begin to say nice things about people, they just want to bless you. It does wonders. But think about God. Pleasing God in praise will bring us into favor with God and man. And I pray this morning, may we never run out of favor. Where they have said no to you, when they were supposed to have said yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, as the favor of God comes on your life, may they turn around and favor you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. What else is in praise? Number five. We access, you see, the presence of God is always in manifest. It's always with us. And we in the New Testament even have an advantage. He lives in us. But his presence goes into manifestation when we begin to pray. The presence of God was in the jail when Paul and Silas, before they started praying, before they started praying. But when they began to praise, the presence of God went into manifestation. But the presence of, when we enter into his presence, through praise, he shows us the path of life. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. He says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore." In your presence is fullness of joy. So put that together with what he says in Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. He says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. So if we put that together with what he says in Psalm 16 verse 11, he says, in his presence there is fullness of joy, and he will show you the path of life. He will show you the way to go. But for him to show you, it takes praise to enter into his courts. You see, you cannot be full of praise and be depressed and not be joyful. No, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. In his presence, and he will show you the path of life. You see, the thing about it, life is full of choices. Every day we have to make decisions. And the decisions that we make impact our future. But he says, enter into his great gate with praise. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, complaining won't do anything for you. Murmuring against God doesn't do anything for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, talking about the children of Israel. He says, we should not be like them. That's not a good example. Nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. They kept complaining and complaining and complaining till they were wiped out in the wilderness. How can you be complaining against the one who can help you? No. You can't do that. He's the one. Don't be like them who complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Just say, "Lord Jesus, Father, I know that you will not mismanage my life. My life is in your hands. You can do a good job.
My life is in your hands. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that may you not miss your steps in Jesus' mighty name. May he show you the path of life as you choose to pray. And show you the way to go. Thank you, Lord. What else is in praise? My. We see supernatural turnaround and the wonders and the miracles of God in our lives when we praise. This story is so good, I'm going to read it all. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We'll read from verse 1 to 25. I want us to see this, all of us to see it. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven, and do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham? Notice the phrase, your friend forever. And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now, here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Verse 12, I like this. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Don't let that phrase get away from it. From you, I'll come back to it. Now all Judah with all their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor be dismayed of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Another translation said, praising the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord. Notice, the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they arose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophet, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those, notice, who should sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Think about it. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies falling on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on their dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. Hallelujah. God bless his word this morning. 3 kings came against Jehoshaphat. In the natural, he didn't even have might or power to stand against even one king. And they came against him. And he said, Lord, look at what these people are trying to do. That was the midnight hour of his life. These are people that the children of Israel spared on their way to the promised land. And now these same people have come to take them out of their inheritance. They are coming to take them out of their inheritance. To rob them of that which God has for them. Sometimes in life it feels that way. The enemy comes to rob you of that which God has for your life. What did he do? God said, you should stand still, and you do not need to fight in this battle. Stand still, and you will see the salvation of God. In the natural, when you are going to fight a battle for these people, they had to use swords, they had to use all these weapons. God said, you don't need to do all that in this battle. You don't need to do all that in this battle. But the interesting thing that I found is that as soon as God said that, they began to praise the Lord. And in the morning, when Jehoshaphat consulted with the people, he said, let the people who are going to sing praises go first. You see, earlier on, he had prayed. But God said, you don't need to fight in this battle. God didn't tell him that praise was going to be the way by which he was going to gain victory. Same, any more than for Paul and Silas. But they knew what to do. Psalm 84, verse 4 says, thank you, Lord. I will come back to Jehoshaphat. I haven't forgotten about him. Psalm 84 verse 4 says, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. They will still be praising you. The King James says, they will be still praising you. Being still for Jehoshaphat meant to him, he understood it that I'm going to be still. This is how I'm going to be still, by praising the Lord. God said, you don't need to fight in this battle. I will take your battle over. But he understood it. I don't know if he knew this psalm or not, but he understood it for that I have to praise the Lord. To see victory, the victory that God has promised for me in this battle, that promised for us in this battle, let those who are praising go first. And in verse 12, he said that, Lord, we don't know what to do. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Praise is one key. Praise is one key. When you get into a tight corner, when you get into a situation where you don't know what to do, you see, you can praise God for what he has done, but you can also praise him to see his manifestation in your life. He says we have no power or might against this great company that has come against us. Sometimes things come against you, and in your own power, you feel so helpless. But he says, Lord, you are our God. Help us. And then he switched to praise. And when he's sweet to pray, the Bible says that God sent an ambushment against the enemy and they began to destroy themselves. And there was not one of them escaped. Not even one escaped. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, beginning from this morning, may God give you victories in your life that you don't have to struggle on your own for. And when the presence of God was made manifest, his enemies were defeated. And when he was when God came down, I like to call it this way, he left them a tip. It took them 3 days to gather the spoil from the battle. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that may God give you a victory that will so overwhelm you that you can point to and say that this is the doing of the Lord. Amen. This is God that has turned my captivity around. Amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, no one who praises God can ever be defeated. No church that praises God can ever be defeated. No person that praises God can ever be defeated. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may the last defeat that you saw in your life be the last one that you ever see as you make praise a lifestyle. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Oh, I pray, may the last battle that you lost in life be the last one that you ever lose. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we praise and praise. If you have lost something, God is the reason why you have not lost everything. And so you must praise him. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, when we praise, we see the glory of God. We see the glory of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13. The glory of God goes into manifestation. This was when they were dedicating the temple. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpet and cymbals and instrument of music and praised the Lord. They were saying something similar to what Jehoshaphat said. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Oh, when they began to praise, the glory of God filled the house. And that same glory was the same glory, the cloud that followed them all throughout their journeys in the wilderness. And when that glory cloud was with them, the Bible says that there was no one feeble person among them. Oh, sickness wasn't reported among them. They had a divine supply and provision every day as that cloud followed them. In the mighty name of Jesus, their clothes did not wear out. Their shoes did not wear out. Oh, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, that this morning, as you make praise, to decide to make praise a lifestyle, in the mighty name of Jesus, may you come perpetually under that glory cloud that will preserve your life, that will provide the things that you need, in the mighty name of Jesus, that will show you the path of life, oh, that will preserve your life in the mighty name of Jesus, that you experience the goodness of God. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. May you experience the goodness of God. May you experience his mercy. May you experience his favor. May you experience his wonders. May you experience his intervention. May you experience his deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. Ah, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May praise become your new addiction. May it become something that you are addicted to. No matter what is going on, you say, praise the Lord. May you say, hallelujah. Oh, may that become a lifestyle. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. Lord, I praise you for my family. Lord, I praise you for my life. I praise you, oh God, oh, for that which you have done in the past and that which you are about to do. Oh, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. And as you do that, you see, praise is a choice. Oh, in that midnight hour, you have a choice. You have a decision to complain. Oh, but you, when you get to the place, oh, I may not have seen the harvest or the things that I'm looking for yet. There's no fruit on the vine. There is no harvest here. But Lord, I choose to praise you. Lord, I choose to praise you. In all things, you are still my God. You are still the one that will help me. Oh, you are the one that loves me. Your eyes are upon my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, any form of captivity that you are in this morning, oh, as you praise, I see you walking out free. I see you walking in your deliverance. I see you walking in your freedom. Oh, I see you walking in the glory of God. I see you walking in the favor of God. I see God intervening in the affairs of your life, the circumstances of your life that look at you and say, where is your God? Like Jehoshaphat, those kings were staring up in his face and saying, where is your God? But when he switched to praise, oh, the presence of God was made manifest. Oh, as you praise, I see God turning the circumstance of your life around. I see him turning the circumstance of your life around. Oh, that midnight hour is over. Joy comes in the morning. Your midnight hour is over. Oh, the day is here. The day is here. The day is here. Shout hallelujah. Oh, glory. Ay, 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 ay. Praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Let that become your lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Psalm 68 from verse 1 to 3. When he arises on your behalf, every enemy will be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Word Mission Church International. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, we invite you to join us this morning at 10 a.m. Word Mission Church International is located off of Edison Avenue at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80915. For more messages like this, be sure to visit our website at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. If you are in need of a Bible, stop by our church at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, on Saturday at 6 p.m. or Sunday at 10 a.m., and we'll be glad to bless you with a new Bible. If this message was a blessing and the Lord leads you to partner with us in spreading God's Word, simply text the word GIVE to 719-215-8338. For a tax-deductible gift to the ministry, give to 719-215-8338. Remember to visit the website, www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. Also, let us know how this message was a blessing and how we can help further. Stay blessed. Word Mission Church International. Bible-rich sermons, authentic fellowship.